Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Mr. Macintosh by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, February 1982. Steve Jobs often came by Texaco Towers after dinner to see what was going on, and we would usually show him whatever recent progress we had made. Sometimes he'd be pissed off about something, but other times he'd be really excited about new ideas. I was the only one in the office one evening when he burst in, exclaiming that he'd had a flash of inspiration. Mr. Macintosh, we've got to have a Mr. Macintosh. Who is Mr. Macintosh? I wondered. Mr. Macintosh is a mysterious little man who lives inside each Macintosh. He pops up every once in a while when you least expect it, and then winks at you and disappears again. It'll be so quick that you won't be sure if you saw him or not. We'll plant references in the manuals to the legend of Mr. Macintosh, and no one will know if he's real or not. Engineers like myself always daydream about building surreptitious little hacks into the software, but here was the co-founder and chairman of the company suggesting something really wild. I enthusiastically pressed him for more details. Where should Mr. Macintosh appear? What should he do when he shows up? One out of every 1,000 or 2 times that you pull down a menu, instead of the normal commands, you'll get Mr. Macintosh leaning against the wall of the menu. He'll wave at you and then quickly disappear. You'll try to get him to come back, but you won't be able to. I loved the idea and promised that I would implement Mr. Macintosh, but not right away since there were still so many other basic things to be done. Steve told the marketing team and eventually recruited the French artist Folon to do some renditions of Mr. Macintosh. I also asked my high school friend Susan Kerr, who didn't yet work for Apple, to try to draw some Mr. Macintosh animations. Most of the Macintosh system software had to be packed into a 64 kilobyte ROM, and ROM space grew more and more scarce as development proceeded. Eventually, it was clear that we'd never be able to fit bitmaps for Mr. Macintosh into the ROM, but I wasn't willing to give up on him just yet. I made the software that displayed the menus look at a special low-memory location called the Mr. Mac hook for an address of a routine. If the routine was present, it was called with parameters that let it draw in the menu box, and it returned the result that told the menu manager if it did anything. Using this mechanism, an application or system module could implement Mr. Macintosh, or perhaps his evil twin, if they saw fit. In the end, I'm not sure if anybody ever actually implemented Mr. Macintosh or used the Mr. Mac hook for anything worthwhile.